lift your voice and give Him glory. Just minister to Him wholeheartedly now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To the first communion service of the year. You're welcome to the first communion service of the year. Praise God. So, here we are, glorifying God. Amen. 2026 is our year of glorifying God. I want us to visit from scriptures, a very few portions of scriptures. Again, just continuing what we started teaching on Sunday, why we must glorify Him. Amen. We'll visit a few, then we just break bread, thank God for the year, and that is our communion service. Hallelujah. This year, God is clothing us with glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Never forget, Isaiah 60, verse 7, is a good scripture to always remind ourselves of. Isaiah 60 and verse 7. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Naboth shall minister to you. Amen. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar. Then he said what? And I will glorify the house of my glory. Praise the Lord. I will glorify the house of my glory. We are the house of His glory. Amen. We love the Lord. We are the house that give Him glory. So He glorifies us. Hallelujah. What God is saying in essence is, the believer that gives me glory, I will glorify him. Amen. The believer that gives me glory, I will glorify him. Hallelujah. So God glorifies us as we glorify him. God glorifies us as we glorify him. Praise God. So, our year of glorifying God is also our year of glorification. Praise the Lord. Our year of glorifying God is also our year of glorification. So, number one for tonight, number one reason why we must give him glory is so we can enjoy his glory. Amen. So we can enjoy his glory. The only way to enjoy his glory is by giving him the glory. Hallelujah. The only way to enjoy his glory is by giving him the glory. There's a scripture we read last Sunday, Psalm 84 verse 11. Very beautiful in my heart as I think about it. And the more I think about it, the more I want to look at it again. He said, "For the Lord God is a song and shield." Praise God. What next? "The Lord will give grace and glory." Then he said, "No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." Hallelujah. Now, let's touch this scripture a little bit, and I'm sure we'll be blessed. Amen. First, I want you to notice, he said, "The Lord gives grace and glory." You see, God does not want us taking his glory, but he gives grace and glory. That means the glory we give him, he shares it with us. Amen. God doesn't want us taking glory, but he has no problem with us receiving the glory. Amen. So the scripture says, he gives grace and glory. He gives grace and glory. So whatever glory you give to him, he share with you. I believe that's beautiful. Amen. Whatever glory you give to him, he shares with you. So if you give him 1% glory, he shares the 1% with you. You give him 10% glory, he shares the 10% with you. You give him 100% glory, he shares 100% glory with you. The more glory you give him, the more glory you enjoy. Say amen, please. The more glory you give to him, the more glory you enjoy. Hallelujah. So what is the simple key to enjoying more glory? Give more glory. Hallelujah. God has no problem with us partaking in his glory. In fact, let me show you a scripture quickly. 1 Peter 5 from verse 1. I'll come back to Psalm 84. Amen. Let me establish the first point. We enjoy glory as we give him glory. We enjoy glory as we give him glory. So the year of glorifying God is also the year of enjoying glory. So Peter said, now read this with me slowly. "The elders who are among you, I exhort." I, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also what? Let me read. Also what? A partaker of the glory. So God wants us to partake of his glory. Say an amen. God wants us to partake of his glory, but he does not want us to take the glory. Are you with me? We give it to him, then he shares it with us. There is a difference between what you take and what you receive. Is that not so? What you receive has been given to you. What you take, you are stealing. Hallelujah. So if you take the glory, you are stealing. But if you receive the glory, hallelujah, you are doing well. Amen. And the way we receive it is by giving it to him. Glory, hallelujah. God wants us to partake of his glory. And the way we enjoy the glory is by giving him glory. So back to Psalm 84 verse 11. Amen. He gives grace and glory. The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord give grace and glory. Can I see old King James? Let me see what's missing here. Okay. The Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Then he says, "No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." Aya. Aya. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is God referring to as walking uprightly, giving him the glory? Amen. In other words, if you are living for his glory, you are walking upright. If you are working for his glory, you are living upright. But if you are doing otherwise, then you are wrong. No good thing will he withhold from those that walk uprightly. Glory, hallelujah. And so if you are living for his glory, there is nothing good that you will lack in this life. You remember that was the last statement I made on Sunday, if you paid attention carefully. Amen. God said, if you seek my glory, you will never lack any good thing in life. If you seek my glory, you will never lack any good thing in life. Now, so see, he said, the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Column. How does he give grace and glory? No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So, if God says he's giving you glory, that means you will not lack any good thing. Yeah. Say an amen. Yeah. And in this year of glorifying him and enjoying his glory, we will not lack any good thing. Yeah. Let your faith be with me. I say in this year of glorifying him, you will not lack any good thing. Yeah. You will not lack any good thing. Amen. I say you will not lack any good thing. Amen. I say you will not lack any good thing. You know, on Sunday, somebody was sharing a testimony with me. Said, the person said, I've heard it said again and again that God will do something in your life that will cause you to weep. He said, the person said, I've never experienced that. And I don't even think it was possible. So even though I've had people said it again and again, I've been in church, I never thought it was possible. But this person was weeping as was telling me the story. He said, God did it for me. The year just started, first Sunday of the year, and I'm in tears now. You will weep this year. It will be tears of joy. In the name of Jesus. Why? The Lord gives grace and glory to those that glorify him. How does it manifest? No good thing will he withhold. Now, if God is not withholding any good thing, that means it's a year of having plenty good things. This year you'll be having plenty good things. Plenty good things. Plenty good things. In the name of Jesus. You know what I advise immediately? Don't trivialize any gift that you receive. Don't. He that is faithful over little, much will be given. So you just heard that no good thing will God withhold from them that walk uprightly. And somebody brings a handkerchief to you or a face towel. You say, I beg. Is that a testimony? I'm waiting to hear a house in my tama. You see your problem? He that is faithful with little will also be faithful with much. If you cannot thank God for the little that you have received, then you will not receive much. Glory, hallelujah. Anytime the word of God comes like this, God puts us through a test. What you do with little determines whether you will have much. Are you with me? So, as God said, no good thing will he withhold from us. If someone gives you something little, praise God as though you have received everything for the year. Praise God as though you have received everything for the year. I mean, this person was telling, I'm sure maybe by Sunday the person will share are the testimony by themselves. Amen. I prefer let people say it themselves. Sometimes when you hear from us, you think we have run short of what to say, so we just want to tell you story. The Lord forgive you. Praise the Lord. You hear the person say it. And I believe it's a sign. When you see God blessing your brother, God is in your family. So the Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. How do we walk uprightly? By glorifying him. By living for his glory. Glory, hallelujah. By glorifying him. Praise God. By glorifying him. Somebody say an amen. Look at John chapter 17, verse 1. Praise the Lord. John 17, verse 1 says what? These words spake Jesus and lifted up his voice to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Now pay attention to the wordings carefully. Then he said what? Glorify thy son, that thy son also may what? Glorify thee. Amen. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee. So God's pattern is that we should never glorify ourselves. In fact, we cannot. Are you with me? God waits for us to glorify him, then he glorifies us. Amen. Say amen. Amen. We glorify him, then he glorifies us. We glorify him, then he glorifies us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So one reason why we must glorify him is this is the way to enjoy his glory. Amen. One reason we must glorify him is why? This is the way to enjoy his glory. Somebody say an amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, Galatians chapter 4. Let me give you the second reason. The second reason why we must glorify him. Galatians 4 and verse 6. Oh, praise God. Now read with me slowly. You will catch it. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son, where? Into your heart. Why did he send the Spirit in us? Let's read the next thing. Crying, Abba Father. Crying, Abba Father, does that sound like worshiping God? Does that sound like giving God the glory? So, God sent the Holy Spirit into us to help us glorify him. God sent the Holy Spirit to us to help us glorify him. God sent the Holy Spirit to us to help us glorify him. That's the second reason why we must give him glory. We give him glory because he has given us his Spirit. God sent the Holy Spirit into us to help us glorify him. Glory, hallelujah. God sent the Holy Spirit into us to help us glorify him. Let's go to John chapter 16, verse 13 and 14. Amen. This year you will read these verses again and again. Hallelujah, until you are bored. And when you are bored, you will read them 500 times more. Amen. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And what will he do? He shall show you things to come. Has the Holy Spirit come? Come on, has the Holy Spirit come? So get ready, he will be showing you things to come. Amen. You know, this is a promise to us, the church age, generally, but especially this year, that God said is year of glorifying. Get ready, the Holy Spirit will be showing you things to come. Say an amen.
Amen.
Oh, we said that on Sunday, and it's coming back again. This year, before you step out, you will have direction.
Amen.
You will hear a voice saying, don't turn left, turn right. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. You go shopping, you will hear a voice talk to you. Abiding. You say, why? Now, he doesn't argue with us. He just gives us instruction. Is that not so? Don't buy that thing. Hallelujah. One time I went shopping. Now that's a long time ago. Shopping for myself is very, very long. I did. Very, very long. I don't even want to try doing it because I know they will cheat me. I don't know how much they sell what the market now. If I have to do amen, I will need to carry 3 regular visitors to market. When I point what I want, they will bargain for me. Amen. You know, market, I don't know if they've stopped that language. You say, how much is this in? You say, it's 30,000, but because now you bring 15,000. Me is what? Where do you know me? Once you hear because now you, they have cut your head already. It's not your leg, they have cut the head. Praise the Lord. But I remember... Several years ago, one of those times, I love to shop a lot, just get money, go for shopping. I went and I saw this shirt. I love the shirt. I was going to buy. The person selling said, wow, okay, this one fits you. See the corresponding necktie. And truly, the necktie blended very well. And you say, you can see this, the last one here. You don't buy this. I mean, I also wanted to buy. But then, the Holy Ghost inside me gave me a check. Don't buy. The money is my own. The dress is for me. Why shouldn't I buy? Don't buy. Can I talk to you? In this year of glorifying him, it pays to listen to him. Are you with me? Listen to him. One way to enjoy the glory is by listening to his instructions. Wow. Let me jump a little. I'll come back here to John 16:14. Amen. Let me just jump a little. I perceive the Holy Ghost is talking to us. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 17. This scripture has been rolling in my spirit from the first day of the year. So let's visit it a little. Now talking about Jesus, read with me slowly. For he received from who? God the Father, honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him. Stop there. Let's take it again from the beginning. For he received from God the Father what? Honor and glory. When did he receive honor and glory? When there came such a voice to him. That means, anytime the voice of God comes to you, you are receiving glory and honor. Anytime. Anytime the voice of God comes to you, you are receiving what? Glory and honor. Glory and honor. Glory and honor. Hallelujah. Now we said in this year of glorifying God, we'll be receiving glory from God. And one way we receive that glory is when the voice of God comes to us. Hey. If you get blessed, be saying amen. Yeah. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? A major key to enjoying the glory of God is following the leading of the Spirit. A major key to enjoying the glory of God is following the leading of the Spirit. He received honor and glory when the voice came. Honor and glory when the voice came. Honor and glory when the voice came. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That means every instruction from the Holy Ghost will usher you to a new dimension of glory. Every instruction. As you follow His leading, you enter into His glory. As you follow His leading, you enter into His glory. Are you with me? Praise God. Hallelujah. And so as we seek His glory, I beg you, be sensitive to the Spirit. Be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit. Remember, every leading of the Spirit glorifies Him. Amen. Every leading of the Spirit glorifies Him. That's where I was reading. Let's go back there. Verse 14, John 16, 14. Amen. Hallelujah. What did He say? He shall glorify me. In fact, that's the main thing we talk on Sunday. He shall glorify me. How? He shall receive of mine and show it unto you. So receiving divine guidance, receiving divine revelation glorifies God. Is that not so? Receiving divine guidance, receiving divine revelation glorifies God. So if you are talking about glorifying Him, hey, be led by His Spirit. Hallelujah. If you are talking about glorifying Him, what should you do? Be led by His Spirit. In simple terms, you cannot ignore the leading of the Spirit and glorify God. You cannot. You cannot ignore the leading of the Spirit of God and glorify God. Praise the Lord. So as we seek to glorify Him, we should also get committed to following the leading of the Spirit. Say amen. So you remember my story? You remember the story I started telling you? I went shopping. Amen. So I went shopping, saw these beautiful shirts that I love, and the man put corresponding necktie. Say, because it's you. Amen. He has reduced something. Well, but I had a check in my heart. Don't pick it. And I say, okay, I'll come back tomorrow. I say, okay, I'll come back tomorrow. He say, I know if you keep ammo, anybody come, I will sell it. Well, it pays to follow God. Is that not so? Praise God. If I come back tomorrow and it's sold, I'm still happy I have followed the leading of the Spirit. Is that not so? We don't follow just for immediate results. We just follow. Praise God. Come on, I say praise God. So I went back home. I went back home just like 1 hour after I got home. Somebody brought 2 shirts. Superior to the quality I was thinking of. With corresponding necktie and trousers. I say, hey, yay. Praise God. Somebody said, Pastor, do you mean if you have bought that, the other person will not bring, nobody will bring it. See, listen to this. Are you with me? Angels obey us as we obey God. The moment we disobey God, they disconnect from us. Angels obey us as we obey God. So obedience to the leading of the Spirit connects us with angelic activities. So this year, give yourself to the leading of the Spirit. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He shall glorify me. Now, this is the reason I came to this portion to explain the second point. Praise God. The Holy Spirit was given to us to help us glorify God. The Holy Spirit was given to us to help us glorify God. And this verse says, the Holy Spirit glorifies God. Praise God. Now, listen to me, child of God. How many of us believe the Holy Spirit is our helper? Wave to him. Let me see. Wave. Now listen to me. Don't miss this. The Holy Spirit will not help you to do everything on earth. Yes. I need to say it again so that you hear me, isn't it? The Holy Spirit will not help you to do everything on earth. He will only help you to do things that glorify God. Hallelujah. He will only help you to do things that glorify God. If what you are doing is for the glory of God, it will never lack the backing of God. The Holy Spirit will be right there to help you if it is for the glory of God. Say amen. Amen. If somebody set out to steal, will the Holy Spirit help him do that? Set out to hurt somebody, will the Holy Spirit help him to do that? Not at all. What does he help us to do? Things that glorify God. Hallelujah. Things that glorify God. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. In simple words, glorifying him positions us to receive divine help. Glorifying him positions us to receive divine help. You want help from God? Get busy glorifying God. Hallelujah. You want help from God? What should you do? Get busy glorifying God. You want help from God? Get busy glorifying God. Say amen. You want help from God? What should you do? Get busy glorifying God. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me move to the next thing. Amen. How many have I given you? Two? You have two? Three. Why? Why must we glorify him? Number three, so we can enjoy the days of heaven on earth. So we can enjoy the days of heaven on earth. Hallelujah. Now, let me read two passages that clarify this. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9 says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, help me read the next thing, as it is in heaven. Not just doing the will of God on earth, but we should do it how? As it is in heaven. Say amen. That means God expects us to duplicate heaven on earth. God expects us to duplicate heaven on earth. Hallelujah. What does that mean? Whatever is done in heaven should inform our activities on earth. Whatever is done in heaven should inform our activities on earth. Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, the blueprint or the model of Christian living is how the saints live in heaven. Praise God. The very model of Christian living is how the saints live in heaven. God does not want any difference between the saints on earth and those in heaven. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13. God does not expect us to live inferior life to the saints in heaven. I need to say that again, isn't it? God does not expect us to live an inferior life to the saints in heaven. We should live on earth as though we are already in heaven. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Yes. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now see verse 15. Read it slowly with me. Of whom the whole family where in heaven and on earth is named. The whole family in heaven and on earth is named. That means God have family members in heaven and on earth. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen, please.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I say hallelujah.
Praise.
Where's the way? Come. Where's Caris? Is Caris in the house? Okay, both of you come. Amen. Stand on my left. You stand on my right. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
You are tired or hungry? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I get correct illustration for you. You just tear my hand. Should I stop?
Yes.
Now see two boys that God has blessed me. Zoe Tende. This one, his names are wonderful, amen. Caris Tende, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, few days from now, Zoe will be resuming school, boarding school. Amen. You're going to school very soon, isn't it? When?
Sunday.
On Sunday. That's beautiful. 11th. 11th, he will be in school. So, I will be seeing Caris. I'll not be seeing Zoe, I'll only hear his voice. Which one of them is my son? The one with me or the one in boarding school? Huh? Which one of them has more right to the name Tende? Which one is superior? Huh? The one away in school, is he in any way inferior to the one at home? Likewise, God has two family members. The one with him in heaven and the one away in school. I got good news for you. The one away is older than the one with me at home. Say amen.
Amen.
And how many of you know, if there is emergency, the one I want to respond to first is the one away in school. The attention of heaven is so much on you because you are on earth on assignments. God does not prefer the saints in heaven to you and I. Not at all. And by the time he's going to school, we'll do our best to create home environment for him in school. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. If the son at home is taking tea and bread, the one in school, will we give him burkutu? What will he take? Thank you. So God's ultimate desire is that we, his family members on earth, should enjoy heaven while we are still on earth. Say an amen. Amen. Thank you, my boys. Wonderful. Clap for them. Praise the Lord. God's ultimate desire is that we, his sons on earth, should enjoy the days of heaven on earth. Hallelujah. So you see, I'm explaining the third point again. Glorifying God is enjoying heaven on earth. Is enjoying heaven on earth. I will go to the scripture that explained that, but let me make a statement quickly before I get there. Are you still with me? The culture of heaven is glorifying God. So when we begin to glorify God, hallelujah, we are reproducing heaven's culture on earth. And that is how to experience, to enjoy experiences of heaven right here on earth. Woo! Say amen.
Amen.
What was the second point? Point number two. Let me be sure you are still with me. Number two says what? God sent the Holy Spirit to help us glorify him. God gave us the Holy Spirit to help us glorify him. Now see how it connects with this point. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 5. Quickly. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 5. Let's read it in the King James verse. Then I will take you to Message translation. You just see the connection. Beautiful. Now he that has wrought us for this same thing is God, who has what? Given to us the earnest of the Spirit. Hallelujah. God wrought us for these things, and he gave us the Spirit. Remember, God gave us the Spirit to help us glorify him. Is that not so? He gave us the Spirit to help us glorify him. So here King James is saying, he wrought us for this thing by giving us his Spirit. Now let's read it in the Message. Amen. You know, you read King James, it's just King James we are hearing. Hear the Message now. He said, the Spirit of God, this Spirit that was given to us, what does he do? Whet our appetite by giving us what? A taste of what is ahead. Read the next thing. He puts a little of heaven in our hearts so that we will never settle for less. So there are two things I want to call your attention to here. Amen. One, God gave you the Holy Spirit so that you will enjoy heaven on earth. God gave you the Holy Spirit so that you will enjoy heaven on earth. Praise God. You know, I was discussing with somebody recently, and I just said to the person, you know, the people in heaven, believers that are in heaven, if you have any loved one that has died and has gone to heaven, the person has joined the cloud of witnesses. Is that not so? Hebrews 12:1 talks about them, cloud of witnesses. New Living Translation said, they are watching us from heaven's grandstand. Amen. Anybody you knew on earth that died as a believer is among the cloud of witnesses that are cheering you up in heaven. Say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The ones you don't know, even if they cheer you up, it won't mean anything to your spirit. But the ones you know, whether they were your relations, your friends, your neighbors, colleague, protege, mentor, whatever, they are there cheering you up in heaven. Are you with me? Are you with me? Now, let me tell you the interesting thing about that place called heaven. Maybe just two things. I want to say that. I don't want to talk too far and digress. Are you with me? Now, the saints in heaven, they do not see us when we make progress in this physical world. Natural progress, they don't notice it. You buy a new shoe, they don't know. New car, they don't know. You graduate from university, they don't know. Get PhD, that one. They don't even know you have done anything. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Praise the Lord. If you like one big, a big stadium in their name, they won't even see it. But the moment you do anything for the glory of God, they see it. Anything. You talk to someone about Jesus, they say, yay! That's it. You are doing well. You come to church, you are worshiping God, they will see you. Are you with me? So if you have a loved one that has gone home, and you are doing memorial for the person, and all you do is to kill chicken, goats, and cows. You eat, take wine, you say, Kai! Brother Shigbanko, oh, you know we miss you. He won't even notice anything. You have just wasted your time. But if you use that money for an outreach to touch a soul, Brother Shigbanko will see all. You know they hear me. Huh? If your brother dies, or if you have a brother that has died, like myself, for example, and you sit down and you say, my brother, he will never notice it for 1 second. You know why? Anything that will break their heart in heaven, God will never allow them to see. Because in that place, no sorrow. But the moment you begin to promote and advance the kingdom of God, do anything for God's glory, I'm telling you, they will see it, they will notice it, they will cheer you up, they'll be celebrating you. They say, yeah, that's my own, that's what you should be doing on earth. So, listen, oh, hear me, oh, I'm speaking to you in English, don't miss it. The best way to show a loved one, somebody who has died, that you still love the person, is to serve God wholeheartedly. You say you lost a loved one, so for 1 month you are not coming to church. That means you hate the person. What have you achieved? Come to church, serve zealously. Aha! That's how the person will recognize that, okay, this really loved me. And it's not just serving, dedicate a whole meeting in honor of that person. He will see it. Jesus will tap him in heaven and say, see, I remember 20 years after my mom be with the Lord, 20 years, I did a major in the church where she sat for long. Major outreach. And I'm sure my mom was saying, there's something there that blessed me. I wasn't, I think Pashedo, somebody that understood. My mother's name was Mama Rivkatu Tendi. She said, several years ago, it's Mama Rivkatu that led me to the Lord. And she wasn't born again until my mother went for evangelism. She got born again. Then she now said, over 20 years after, Mama Rivkatu is getting me filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? We did an outreach in honor of her. Do you think Mama in heaven will celebrate or not? But you, they say, go to church. Say, why? When Mama have died, you will die too. No, it's not a curse. Here, we will die. Is that not so? Anybody is living forever. Sometimes we just digress and help some people. I hope you are getting blessed. Let me tell you the second part that is very interesting. The saints you know in heaven that you are saying we miss you, they are not missing you. I'm telling you, you are just wasting your energy saying, I miss you. Oh, daddy, 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 I miss you. Stop seeing him. Oh. If you keep missing him, you will miss from earth. I mean, you will just go there where you will miss him no more. Praise the Lord. Thank God for their life. Courage yourself. and go on. You know what David said to Solomon before he died? He says, Solomon, my son, I am about way of. That means everyone on earth is going that way. So prepare yourself. You know one reason why the homegoing of loved ones trouble us so much? We don't prepare our hearts. We assume that they will live forever. Kenneth Hagin said, 2 years before his father-in-law died, God showed him. And he said, prepare his wife. This is the pride of the father. But, have you ever one day you will hear that daddy has gone? She said, what do you mean? He said, no, I didn't say he has died. I'm just saying, daddy is advanced in age. One day he will go. She said, no, I don't want him to go. He said, okay, he's not going. Then when they see to eat, he will start telling people stories, how somebody lived, Moses lived, at 120 he left, Joshua left, this one left. He said, daddy will leave one day too. So why are you talking daddy will leave? Did God tell you anything? No, just the Bible is way of all. After like 18 months of doing that, her heart was strengthened. She said, so when he died, he didn't mourn much. She did not mourn much. She felt it, but well, he said, well, Ken, you know, we've always prepared for this. Thank God daddy is gone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your father died at 105. You said, no, why will daddy die? What else were you expecting? I don't know how I got into this. Let me go back to my message. I woke up, buddy. Talk to yourself. Amen. This year now, 2026, my biological father turns 99. So, see, let me tell you the truth. Let me tell you how Joshua lives his life. As I thank God for his life, I prepare my heart for the day I will hear news. Say, no, you will never hear news. You are deceived. Okay, you have not been. Maybe it's Amen. Maybe you travel and go and stay in jails. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. I mean, the last time I talked with my biological father, he said he strongly believed the only thing he's doing on earth is thanking God for a life well lived. That when he's through thanking God for that life, he will just go. So I will sit here and say, daddy, you will not go. We'll go together. If I go home together with daddy, I left too early or he left too late. Do you understand? If I follow him this year, I left too early. If he wait for me the next 80 years, he has gone too late. Praise the Lord. All right, so they are not missing us. Amen. Now, he gave us a little of heaven, so we will never settle for less. How many of us think they are weeping and mourning in heaven? Aha! So to have heaven on earth means this year you will live free from sorrows. Oh, let me hear somebody that believes. This year, you will live free from sorrows. The thing that will bring sorrow your way, you will not meet it. You will collide with joy, rejoicing, and celebration. He put a little of heaven in our heart so that we will never settle for less. This year, in building for your expectation, don't settle for anything less than heaven. Heaven on earth, if it is not good enough for heaven, it's not good enough for you. Hallelujah. God wants us to have heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Now, let's see what they do in heaven. Revelation chapter 4 from verse 8. Revelation 4 from verse 8. I will read right to 11. Praise God. I want to believe you've heard something. Did you hear anything? Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. If you have a loved one that has gone home to be with the Lord, your first assignment is walk with God so that you will meet the person in heaven. Because if you don't make heaven, you will never meet the person. If you walk with God, you will meet again. Are you with me? Then your second assignment is to be committed to glorifying God so that that person will keep cheering you up. And the four bees, each of them six wings, that's in heaven now, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not how? Please answer me. They rest not how? They are in holy, holy, mighty, which was and is to come. How many of us know saying, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty is giving him the glory? So in heaven, day and night, they not stop from giving him glory. Day and night. And you know there's no time in heaven. So that expression, day and night, it simply means continuously. Hallelujah. Continuously. They keep giving him the glory. Next verse, please. And when those bees give what? They give what? Glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne who liveth forever. What are they doing in heaven? They were giving what? Glory, honor, and thanks to God. What should we be doing on earth? Giving him glory, honor, and thanks. Amen. I am very sure some of you that are members of Father's Delight, when you get to heaven, it won't look like a new place. As you appear there, you say, I've been here. They say, how? They say, while we worshiping during great days, I mean, we have been here. Now, I know there are some people, truly, there are some people when they get to heaven, they know they've come to a strange place. They will begin to adapt gradually to the life of heaven. Because even in their church, they don't shout amen. Whatever the teaching, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let everyone keep quiet. But those that are used to shouting, glory! When you hear an angel with a loud voice shouting, glory! You will say this answer. If unconsciously as the angel shout, you will find yourself saying, these are great days. So give the Lord another shout here. Yeah? They never cease day and night giving him glory. They never cease day and night giving him glory. So as we worship day and night, we are reproducing heaven on earth. Somebody shout glory! Let's read on. See these people as they give glory. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship. What the elders do? They fall down and worship. Listen to me. Spiritual elders are true worshippers. You didn't hear me. Spiritual elders are what? True worshippers. If you are not committed to worshiping, you are not an elder. So when the Bible says, is anyone sick, he should call for the elders of the church to pray for him. He's talking about spiritual elders. True worshippers. They fall down to worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne saying, let's read verse 11. You all know the song. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive what? Glory and honor and power. For thou hast created what? All things for thy pleasure they are and were created. Somebody shout at amen. Amen. You are worthy to receive glory, honor. Now, why are we giving him the glory, honor, and power? He said, for thou hast created all things. Are you among the things created by God? Did he create you? So, the fourth reason why we must give him glory is because he created us. We are created for his glory. Or we are created for his glory. We were created for His glory. Hallelujah. We were created for His glory. So we were fulfilling purpose. We are fulfilling purpose as we give Him glory. You know, I remember at homecoming 2025, teaching on purpose-driven life. Why am I existing? I remember teaching on that. I touched this point that we are created for His glory. And in heaven, they never cease to give Him glory. Praise God. That was first when I first had a hint about the word for the year. The moment I said that, I had a hint about the word for the year. I suddenly realized that, see, God wants us to be enjoying heaven on earth. And if you listen to that homecoming message again, I said to you, now that you understand purpose, you are welcome to days of heaven on earth. In fact, there I was almost in 2020, is heaven hard. I said, no, let's wait and confirm. Then he gave me the whole picture. The full picture is that as we glorify Him, we enjoy heaven on earth. As we glorify Him, we enjoy heaven on earth. As we glorify Him, we enjoy heaven on earth. As we glorify Him, we enjoy heaven on earth. So tonight, as we break bread, hallelujah, we break bread to His glory, and you get ready to enjoy heaven on earth. Your health will be heaven on earth. No sickness in heaven. No sickness for you this year. Your finances will be heaven on earth. No broke days in heaven. No broke days for you this year. Hallelujah. Your relationship with heaven on earth. Nobody experienced heartbreak in heaven. No heartbreak for you on earth. Your entire life will be heaven on earth. In heaven, all things are working together for good. So all things will work for good for you this year. Our churches will be heaven on earth. Every time you come to church, you'll know you've entered heaven. Hey, when God says it's our year of glorifying Him, listen to me, church. That phrase, glorifying God, covers the entire scripture. There is nothing you will talk about in the Bible that is not covered in that phrase. Glorifying God. That is the essence of Christianity. That's the reason we are alive. That's the reason we are redeemed. Everything about us should be to glorify Him. Somebody say an amen. Yeah. I dare say it again. Welcome to days of heaven on earth. Yeah. As you keep glorifying Him, welcome to days of heaven on earth. Yeah. I've had so many people talk about near success syndrome. Does that exist in heaven? You will not experience near success syndrome. You will live in success. You will walk in success. You will have your being in success. For the Bible said, in Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our being. And He is the epitome of success. Say, I'm living in success. I'm walking in success. I have my being in success. Everything about me is shouting good success. Hallelujah! Let me give you the last one. Number five, I suppose. Number five. Why we must glorify Him. Because He has redeemed us. Why we must glorify Him. Because He has redeemed us. We were redeemed by God to glorify Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 to 20. We were redeemed by God to glorify Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, But he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. Verse 19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? You don't belong to yourself. Let's read verse 20 slowly together. One to go. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Give the Lord a shout, somebody. Why should we glorify him? We were bought with a price. We were redeemed to glorify him. We were redeemed to glorify him. We were redeemed to glorify him. You were bought with a price. Then he said, therefore. What does that tell you? Failing to glorify him is denying your redemption. Therefore, glorify him. Praise the Lord. I imagine you as a young man marry a fine lady, a lady of your heart desire, after paying bride price, whatever. You've done the wedding in church, they pronounce you husband and wife. So after the reception, you bring your car. Let's go home. She said, no, I'm going to my father's house. Well, you thought it's a play. You escorted her there and she refused to follow you. Day one, day two, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 1 year, 2 years. Imagine if it's Pastor Joe, amen? What will you do, Pastor Joe? Unthinkable. I have managed you. You must follow. I married you. I say manage you. Now, if such a woman refused to follow you to your house, she's robbing you, isn't it? Why? She has been bought with a price. Now, so God bought us with a price. Failing to glorify him is robbing him. Is frustrating redemption. So you find out scripture relates closely redemption and glorifying him. Where there is redemption, the glory must be given to him. Say with me, I was redeemed to glorify God. Say it again, I was redeemed to glorify God. Just before I stop, I give you two scriptures on that. But I want you to notice something here, very interesting, that a careless reader can just miss out. He said, for ye are bought with a price. That's redemption. Bought with a price. He said, therefore, glorify God in your what? Body and what? Spirit, which are. So, say with me, my spirit belongs to God. My body belongs to God. Now, if your spirit belongs to God and your body belongs to God, and between your spirit and your body is your soul, therefore, your soul also. So we can say it this way, I belong to God, spirit, soul, and body. Let's say it together. I belong to God, spirit, soul. Say it again. I belong to God. Therefore, I glorify God with my spirit, soul. Glorify God with my spirit, soul, and body. Glorifying God is unlimited to your spirit, like worship. It includes your soul. Let your thoughts be thinking about things that glorify God. Don't entertain any thoughts that does not glorify God. Glorifying God includes living a holy life. Use your body to glorify Him. I belong to God, spirit, soul, and body. Therefore, I glorify God with my spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. See one other scripture, maybe two more scripture on redemption and glorifying God. Then we break bread. And I'm sure you know when we break bread, our focus is on redemption. So we are breaking bread to keep glorifying Him. Revelation 5:9 says, and they sung a new song saying, what did they say? Thou art worthy. Does that sound like glorifying Him? Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof. Why? For thou was slain and hast redeemed us. Because you have redeemed us, you are worthy to be glorified. Then in verse 12 it says, the same thought, because He has redeemed us, is worthy to be glorified. He said, saying with a loud voice, what did they say? Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, redemption, to receive what? Power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Hallelujah. Why is He worthy to receive glory? He was slain and has redeemed us. Can I say it this way? We glorify Him because glorifying Him is the lifestyle of the redeemed. Glorifying Him is the lifestyle of the redeemed. Hallelujah. Glorifying Him is the lifestyle of the redeemed. Glorifying Him is the lifestyle of the redeemed. Are you with me, dear church? Did I leave you somewhere? Therefore, anytime we begin to glorify Him, we maximize our redemption benefits. Anytime. Anytime we begin to glorify Him, we maximize redemption benefits. So tonight, hallelujah, as we glorify Him and break bread, get ready to maximize redemption benefits. Hallelujah. Well, if you're among the redeemed, just stand up. Let's give Him glory for a while before we break bread. Amen. You have read many reasons why you should glorify Him. I don't know. Anyone that comes to your heart, beginning from the last one, just glorify Him and make sure you do wholeheartedly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo, thank you. Thank you for redeeming us. Hallelujah. Thank you for redemption benefit as I give you glory. Thank you for days of heaven on earth as I give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for fulfilling purpose as I give you glory. Dola bara bedesto mamba la badon de levre gene monse pratete kureve gene bosi se gene gea suatai onta mambe gele predosha bamba le kurebe dosi se gene monza arema dosi e fradosta bamba le baro dosi gene branda la brodo zura bagale bradia e predemo said e prenemo sai mambra de kureve gele boshina mamba rebe dostai e kradoda barata sto mamba baleki na mozu e ramandonde le predosha la bratete monde breke le brodoshe le bragala bosi sai. Give God praise, give Him glory for your redemption. Hallelujah. Morande asustonde pamponte kia embrondon digile embrontoshi babai ile morabadi gusatai eprondo dikile prando sisai ai do dos abande prondo shilo monde brade gele brondo robo zige de monsai ya dosika kasude e borambandon digale prandoga ele mondo mosiga garebe dosige de brandosi bababa kiala aro do zoho ere madondi. Thank you. Non frandisa. No good thing are you withholding from us that walk uprightly. Mambrandosi babaremenosi babatiki ne monshaiga. Thank you, Lord, de brandi kusai. Randondi gide bosigai. Embrondondi gile bradesto. Aremendondi gile brandota di gasta. Eprondon le prendondi gile brandi suhata. Yandedi gurandi stoga. Ekrodosi sigala brandega. Embrondondi le prendosi papapatia. Aprandondile kiano. Nando rodosi. Ekradida. Aprandondilia. Aprandondile giasto. Eprondondale brandondi gile brandondi gile brandosi gagasta. Eprondono di gile brandoste. Yando de soa. Eprondosica. Embrondondigile brandoda brandia. Aprondondile brandondigile greagusua. Eprondondale branda lulucusai. Embrondondigala brandosi babande. Eprondondo barigesua. Ambrodosicaiga. Thank you, Lord, Fratega. We give you praise, Umada. Ale brodo la bradi gile brodo shile brate te kure begile brodo si jinsu suatai. Hallelujah. Mondande kene moshi le brande kene moshi ste kakai. Yanto le bradish toni ye ke susurobadia. Manda le bringe le brando la brande le boko se ne mereke le bosha la brande ga borebe gele brando la brande su papa remono shigaga ndia. Hallelujah. Borade gele boshi dadai yem brando la brande le prodossi si gele bosha la brande gele prodossi gaga ndia. Gota le brande gele bossi kai yem brando la brande gele borde gele bosha la brande te gele bro gele bosha la brande ya yatunde ge ya ala masusta. Thank you, Lord. Dipra donga hando rebeki shura batinge pambarabadonda la brande kusine mangrandi. Thank you for my redemption. Hallelujah. Bora de gele mrodosi gaga ilaloi 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 de gele bosha la brande 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 la lolosi gele ge ya yem brando de gele brande brande la bosha la brate ti kone mande Yesu tataida. Montandi kine moshandi mombale brigida bosha la brigida borde brigida bosha la brigida borde brigida bossi sandi ede de da bossi le brate ti morabadi ambrado dodos kudadi ila bora ala borabadi andolo bossi kine brandosha la brade ya doda gia e bonda diga rabosunde de gide bosha la brade gile bora badi adosai. Lebede andosi gai yo le manda brandosi sai yo branda do rebegele brandosai embrondon digede brede bossi gagandia ale prodo do gura bagede brede brede bossa la brede gele brodosi sakala brede andosi gai kotalebania lonzi babania lebredosi sikede bossi la brati tikede bossi sikia ende digene bossi sapai yan totale brede digene bossi sai lekne esto bande lebredosha la brati de gossi sai yendo de digede bossa le dai. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. There's a song I want us to do maybe two or three times before we break bread. Amen. And as we do the song, I want you to see with the eyes of your spirit all that God has done for you this year is gone ahead of us. Hallelujah. See with the eyes of your spirit. See beyond whatever you are seeing now. See from now to the end of the year what He has done as we praise Him. Amen. I praise you, mm-hmm. Oh Lord, I praise you,
you're doing one more time. I lift my voice in praise of your name.
Voice and give him praise, praise him like the song says, as you see what he has done this year. Hallelujah. Oh, Father,
I lift my hands in praise of your name. Oh Lord, I lift my hands in praise of your name. Oh, I lift my hands.
I lift my hands in praise of your name.
Lord Jesus, the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body that was broken for you." Lord, we give you glory for the broken body. Hallelujah! This body was broken that ours will never be broken. In honor of your broken body, Lord, from January throughout the year to December 31st, we live in health. Amen. Our own bodies shall not be broken. Amen. And even our loved ones live in health because of this broken body. Thank you, Father. By the shed blood, we thank you. We are forgiven. We are redeemed. We walk in the glory you have for us. Victory you have for us by the shed blood. In the name of Jesus. Lord, as you said to us, standing as your representative, I say it as I usher your people into days of heaven on earth. Throughout this year. By this broken body. Days of being glorified by God. Days of not lacking any good thing. For the Lord is the sun and shield. You give grace and glory. No good thing will you withhold from us this year. We receive all. We receive all. We maximize redemption through this communion. We maximize the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, we take delivery of all that you have for us this year.
Amen.
Forward and upward.
Amen.
Only.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
In my life, Lord, I see what you're doing one more time. I lift my head in praise of your name.
Lord, we thank you for the shed blood. Every victory purchased for us in the blood, we take delivery.
Amen.
the life of God in the blood we receive.
Amen.
As we receive this blood. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I praise you, Lord. I praise you. I praise you.
We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, as we have spoken and as we have given you glory, so it is with us this year. As we glorify you, we walk into the fullness of all that you have for us this year. In Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. Give the Lord a shout. Amen.